Friday night and the lights are low. Ooh. Not sure if you listen in the evening or in the morning.
Oh, okay. But it's Friday. We were carrying on going. So I was getting into it.
I'll pass the mic, Molly. Go on, what's the next line?
Looking out for a place to go.
Love a bit of Mamma Mia.
I love a bit of ABBA, mate. Oh, they're so good. I love them.
Have you seen Mamma Mia, the musical? The stage?
I'm going to let you guess the answer to that question. The answer, of course, is no, because I haven't been to many musicals.
You know what? I think you would really enjoy it. I would.
It's my favourite musical. No, that's lies. My second favourite musical. My first is Grease.
We went to see it a few years ago and it was really good. Oh, I really enjoyed jealous. It. And know all the songs. Do you know what I mean?
They're just... ABBA Gold was the first ever album I bought on my iPod.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, actually, talking of ABBA.
Yeah.
We bought my boyfriend's mum for her birthday to go to the Mamma Mia, I can't remember what it's called, but like the thing at the O2.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't know if it's called like Mamma Mia the Experience. It's got a name.
Called, yeah.
I personally really want to go.
Yeah,
but,
I do.
Ooh. And maybe it is, I don't know if you're listening, because I know she does like to listen sometimes. It is actually for two people, so if you want someone to take along.
Could you also FaceTime me just so I can like enjoy the experience?
It is quite expensive, but I feel like it's worth it because it does look really good fun.
Yeah. I think some of those things you pay more for it, like you're willing to pay more.
Yeah.
To do it
looks
it,
really
you know
good. I hope it stays for like a long time because I do really want to go at some point.
Yeah. Oh, I do. By the way, it's episode 23 of the podcast.
Oh, yes, sorry.
I didn't mention that. Which happens to actually be both of our ages.
Oh, woo! Don't share that, Molly.
Well, I'm happy to share that because I'm happy
it's not. I think it's a good age.
Yeah,
I mean,
it goes downhill from here, as they say. But
I feel like by 23 I should have my life together and I don't. But, you know, we move.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I'm not going to dwell on things that have happened.
No.
In the previous things, but it's all good. It's all good.
We move.
Have you had a very good week, Fair?
I mean, it's been all right in terms of being in a tier three.
God, yeah, of course.
I know Molly's going to the pub tomorrow, which I'm very jealous about.
Right, okay. We don't need to bring up that I'm going out again.
And I want to. I'm desperate. I know you can drink at home at that, but it's just nice to go somewhere else.
It's not the same as, I think, a pub.
You don't have to pour it yourself. You don't have to chop your own lemon. You don't have to make your own ice cubes.
Yeah, that is so true.
I mean...
Of course, you don't have to wash up, do you? So, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's all done for you. Yeah. I love going out for dinner.
I mean, you don't have to pay, but it's all good.
Yeah, but I like mine paying for that.
Yeah, no,
pay
I
for
don't.
The service.
So, I'm very excited. It's been a long time since I've been to the pub. It's... The day before the November lockdown, or like the weekend before was the last time I went out. So it's been over a month. It's
been a while.
Yeah, I'm itching. Itching, mate. Oh.
I actually have been having a few drinks, though, because of my Advent.
Oh, yeah. How is your Advent going?
Well, I was going to be... My plan was just to have a couple like, on the weekend.
That's what you said. You thought, I'm going to stock them up, save them up.
But I must admit,
every night, Faye.
I think Monday night after work, I was like, I'm cracking open. Like, I'm only having like one on a weeknight. You know, yeah, I ain't going in like
she's
too
not going
heavy.
Overboard, guys. Don't think she's an alky.
But I was a bit, I quite like the flavoured one. Like, I'm getting lots of different flavours. But...
Cool.
This week, like four in a row, it was all London Dry Gin. And I was like,
you think
mix it up.
You think they would spread it out a bit. Like.
But they are all different. Like my gin advent isn't like, it's not, for example, all Gordon's. It's all different brands.
That's good. Yeah.
And they're brands that I've not heard of. So, well, not all, some I have, but there's some I'm not familiar with. So it's nice because I've tried some and I'm like, I probably would buy a bottle of that.
Ooh,
so
very nice. So what's been your favourite that you've had so far?
Well, I'm currently drinking a lemon one.
I wondered what you was drinking. I didn't want to ask. But
lemon gin.
Very nice.
Just to clarify, this is in the evening, guys. This isn't in the morning.
We are actually recording at 10 a.m. on a Saturday. I'm joking.
I had a really nice rose gin. I thought it would be a bit fragrant.
Yeah, I'm not a massive rose fan.
It was good. And also, I thought I'd share this because I feel a bit more with my gin. So, I think I told you this before, but I didn't really like tonic.
Yes.
It was tonic that I didn't like.
Yeah.
But I have found
Go on.
Two tonics that I enjoy.
Oh, tell me what they are.
That are going well with the gins.
With the gins.
And I feel like I gave tonic a bad name. Like, I just had the standard tonic and I thought, don't like it.
Yeah, this is why you've got to try the good ones.
Mediterranean tonic is very nice. Mm-hmm. Fever Tree. It might be a little bit pricey, but I don't mind. It's Christmas.
I'm sorry. Fever Tree is the best tonic. It is the more expensive one, but that's the only... I will drink Fever Tree tonic by itself.
Oh, it's nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's lush.
And I like Indian tonic as well.
We have the Indian one. We have that a lot.
Tesco do a nice Indian tonic. This is just my review here, guys. Phase tonic review. Tesco's do a very nice Indian tonic with elderflower. It's only 50p a bottle. So if you aren't looking out to branch out into Fever Tree, you can go down a step.
See, my favourite is Fever Tree elderflower.
That's
my favourite tonic.
It's there's great. So many choices out there, and I feel like, because I was discussing this, like, if I have lemonade with gin, the lemon can take away the taste of the, like, if you're having a orange gin, it clashes, so...
Mm-hmm, I agree.
Tonic is better, so, sorry, I will stop going on, but the book I have with my tonic book, gin tells you, like, certain things to pair with it, and, like, cocktails to make, so I have a few stored up, so I'm going to buy, like... Like the things they suggest to make a few of the cocktails. So
yeah, have a go. Oh, I like that. It should be nice.
I'll let you know what I make. What about your advent? Have you been getting some cool stuff?
Yeah, mine's been going well. Today wasn't the best day. I wasn't a massive best day.
What did you get?
I got some self-tanning drops, which, I mean...
Oh, hello.
I'm a very pale person, but I'm not a tanner.
Are they telling you something?
Yeah, literally, like, Molly, you need to tan the fuck up. And I also got some toothpaste, which... Like,
toothpaste?
Yeah. Like, it's bit not your Colgate. It's not your Aquafresh. I think it's called, like, Mavis or Marvis or something. I've heard of the brand. It's a more expensive brand. But I just think, like, you're spending 85 quid or whatever it was on an advent calendar. I'm expecting a little bit more than toothpaste.
Getting mouthwash and floss tomorrow.
Don't. I'll let you know if I do.
But those could come in handy, like, because it's, like, a travel size. Takeaway. Not that you're going anywhere, but
I did use it today, and it was actually all right. So I thought I'd give it a go.
Nice, minty fresh.
Yeah, very nice. But there have been like a couple of days where I've had like a micellar water thing.
Oh,
and
nice.
I've like googled how much it is, and I think for like 100ml, it's like 20 quid. And I think who is buying that? My micellar water is the simple one, the massive one, which is £2 for like 500ml.
What's wrong with a bit of Nivea or something?
Literally, like, but I'm quite a sad person because I like to add up how much the prices are of everything.
Oh, no, but that's good because you know you're getting your money's worth.
Yeah, getting my money's worth. And I'm on over £100 on both of them, so I'm very impressed with it. So it's going pretty well. But yeah, no, it's going good. I'm enjoying it.
Oh, that is good.
I just love getting a little present every day. I don't know about you.
This is why we need to do it
throughout
the year.
Well, maybe it'll have to be 2022, Faye, because I am a little bit skint.
Okay. Maybe we can save up the ones throughout the year.
I'll save up and I'll just buy like a load next year.
A massive, you have them all stacked around your room.
Yeah. Just everywhere, just advent calendars.
That would definitely get me through the month, I think.
Oh, it would get me through life. Like,
maybe I should set up a business for them.
Yeah. Oh my God. And it can be like seasonal, like, because... You know, you could get perhaps like sunscreen in like the July ones.
Get your sunglasses.
Yeah, and then like maybe like, I know you can do hot chocolate ones, but then like more a hot chocolatey one for the winter. And
yeah, my dad's got a hot chocolate one.
I saw you put in the group chat.
Yes, he's enjoying it. However, he has got a few he's not too keen on.
Oh, is he?
He always, bless him, he's very sweet. Every time he lets me try it because I bought him the advent. So he'll come upstairs like, I've made... This is today's one.
Oh, bless him.
There was one that was strawberry hot chocolate, which tasted a little bit like Nesquik milkshake, if you're into that kind of thing.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Mm-hmm. Did he have a white hot chocolate one, didn't he, the other day?
White. That was quite nice.
Yeah, was it?
Dark hot chocolate as well.
My favourite.
There's two that, basically, you can read the thing and it tells you what you... like already getting in it. He's already he's found two and he's like trying to find homes for them because he knows he won't have them. They're cinnamon and banana. He doesn't want them.
Oh no, thank you.
No.
I remember a couple years ago I bought it was a hot chocolate pack and it was all different flavours. And there was ones that were like chili and I thought, who's drinking a chili hot chocolate? Because I am not. Like that is
maybe
not
it's
very
quite
nice.
Warming, is it? Like the spice.
I don't know.
They put like chili with chocolate, don't they?
Like, yeah, I know actual that you can have chili chocolate, but Yeah, not for me, thank you. Mm. I will not be.
I love a
that.
Hot chocolate this time of year, though.
I'm not a massive hot chocolate fan. Sorry, it's too sweet for me. It's just too little bit too
all
much.
All the cream, all the marshmallows. Put I a flake like in it.
No. Oh, who are you, Costa? Bloody elf!
Yeah,
doing all
come
that
to my house at Christmas. I won actually. I won a prize in a raffle.
Oh, and very nice.
It was 30 bars of Kit Kat and 30 coffee sachets. But I don't drink coffee.
Like,
so
have a break. Have a Kit Kat with your coffee.
Yeah. I've got all these Kit Kats, so I keep making hot chocolate and putting one in it.
Putting one in.
Very nice. I love a Kit Kat.
Do you know what? I had a Kit Kat the other day.
Oh, Kit Kat, though.
Oh, yeah, and it was orange chocolate flavour.
Oh,
very
nice. Seen that one.
Yeah, I think it might be new. Very nice it was, I tell you. It's that time again. It's the question of the day.
I feel like we should actually call it question of the week because it's...
But question of the day sounds so much better.
It does, but it is a weekly sort of question, isn't it?
I know. Question of the day / week.
Question time.
Question time with Faye and Molly.
Go on. What was this week's question then, Molly?
I was going to say question of the week then. The question of the day this week was, when do you open your presents on Christmas Day? Do you do them first thing as soon as you wake up, or do you have to wait a little bit longer?
I liked this one. Because me and Molly don't always discuss what we're doing. So when I see it, it's a surprise.
Don't.
I'm like, hey.
Yeah. And I'm trying to stick with the Christmas
yes.
theme. So
I was,
go with that
I
one.
Was wondering what you were going to go for, because I was struggling to think of a Christmas question, so I like that.
You keep saying that Christmas question.
I can't say it properly. It's a bit of a bit of a tongue twister.
Yeah.
Right. So I actually struggled a bit to answer this because
okay,
there's stockings and there's presents, and we have a little bit of a. Do you get more?
I think,
go into detail of what we do, but
yeah, no, I think stockings are different to the actual presents.
Because I can't remember
what I
voted.
I know what you're gonna say,
but I think I voted.
You
wrong.
Voted. You voted. Yeah. Wait a bit. Because we voted differently, because I voted straight away.
Well, it changes. I'll go into more detail, but my guess...
Okay. Yeah.
I think most people open straight away.
You're correct. 65% open straight away.
Oh, that's not as high, though.
And 35% wait a bit.
That isn't as high as I thought, though. I thought it would be like 80.
No, I thought it would be about... Oh. I thought it'd be at two-thirds, a third. That's what it pretty much bang on what I thought it was
going to
be.
Oh, go on, Mystic Meg over here.
Only because... The reason I asked this question is because I remember speaking to one of my friends. I can't remember who it was and I don't remember when it was. But she said that she wasn't allowed to open her present until after her Christmas dinner.
Oh, that
and
couldn't.
And I was like...
No.
Sorry, she's like, yeah, we have to wait till after dinner, and I was like, that's like child abuse, like that's so wrong.
I think some people do it to like make the day long, like drag it out.
Day longer, yeah, I get
but
that.
When I was like thinking about this, I think like if you're a kid, you want to open mm-hmm. them early because then they're preoccupied, they can play with them, mm-hmm. and what if things yeah. need setting up? Like,
yep,
you might need exactly. to find the batteries. They might need mm-hmm. quite a bit to you know do with it.
You know. And also, like, so, for example, my little cousin is massively into Lego.
Oh,
so
right.
you give him a Lego thing, and then he plays with it all day. He builds yeah. it all day. So he's occupied for the whole day on Lego.
And right, you can start getting pissed on the snowballs
literally,
or whatnot.
Yes, please, get them down me.
Exactly.
On the advert car, yeah, get
oh,
dropped.
I love,
sick,
I love
mate.
That.
Same, but you wouldn't get pissed.
No,
I'd be sick.
You would have to drink bottles of it.
You would, mate. That would be disgusting.
That would not be pleasant.
No.
Go on, explain your presents. What?
So this was what my situation was when I was a kid. Obviously, it's different now. So when I was a kid, we were them kids that literally woke up at like 4 a.m.
Oh,
and was
God.
Like, Mum, it's Christmas. Yeah. So
would you open them from that point? Or would your mum be like, get back
no,
to bed?
No, my mum would be like, get back
get
to bed.
Get back!
She'd be like, 6:30 is the earliest time we're getting up.
Can you read the time? Get back.
Yeah, look, there's a 4 there. No, that is wrong.
It's fucking early, though. I don't think yeah. I ever got up that early because I think I knew that my mum wouldn't let us, like...
Yeah, see, me and my brother. But what then she decided to start doing, which I think I might continue if
oh.
my kids were like me, is she would put one present outside our door
ah.
to our bedroom. So when we opened
was
the door...
Was it her or
like,
was it Santa?
As we discussed last week, Santa is not real. I'm sorry, kids. I'm sorry. Well, you don't listen to if you're a kid, because I swear quite a bit.
I so don't think please, it really is a kid's market. Like, please, I don't think they're our target audience, are they? But, you know, hello if you're listening and you shouldn't be.
Hello, yes. Hopefully the tooth fairy will come soon. I don't know. Anyway, so we would have one present outside our door, which meant that we could open that. And usually it would be like a toy that we could play with in the room.
Right, like, that's good. Know, yeah, I like that idea. Doll.
So then we were occupied for a couple of hours. Mum could sleep. And then she'd be like, okay, do you want to go downstairs?
That's good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And do. So that's what we used to do. I don't know if that's what you, what well, you used so to do then.
We would wake up fairly early, but not like, I think seven not was like my early. Seven was like the point, like
late.
We weren't we weren't allowed to wake up. That sounds bad, but like it just wasn't. My mum and dad would be really tired. It just wouldn't be fair.
Yeah, I know. Now I'm older, I understand why, because it's a long bloody day, isn't it? So
and sometimes my dad was working and people were working, so you know he wanted to sleep. Anyway, so
of course.
Basically, we would open our stockings, and we every year, even though we might be 23 and 25, we still get a stocking. We still sit on our mum and dad's bed and open it because that's what Christmas is all about. So we open our stocking, and then we come downstairs, and it was always this thing where like all our presents are in like the living room, and we'd like look behind the door and like want to see, and my mum would be like, "No peeking, like you can't like go in there." And then what would happen is we'd have breakfast, and I think my mum's thing was that she wanted to get us excited, so like we didn't get to go in, but like she'd tease us a bit, like, and like my dad would be like, "Oh, like can you see anything in that kind of thing?" Because I think she wanted to like prolong it a little bit, like get us all, you know. And then excited, when we were kids, we would open them like straight after having breakfast, so it was still quite early, and we used to get so much that it would take like quite a few hours.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Like, it just, it's unreal what kids get, like, mad.
But as we got older, sometimes it changes, like when my like sister or my mum's been working, sometimes we've opened our stockings, they've gone to work, and then we've opened the presents when they've got back, because we can't always fit it in the morning, we don't want to rush it. But then I'm so eager because I'm here, and I've fortunately never had to work a Christmas. I'm like itching around, like looking like, I want to open them. I want to open them.
Are you the type of person that tries to guess what it is before you've opened it?
I do like a feel. And like even when they're under the tree, I'm a bit of a feeler.
Yeah, a bit of a feeler. My nan said that my granddad always used to laugh at her because she always like feels the, and he'd be like, just open it. She's like, yeah, but I want to try and guess what it is before I unwrap it. Like,
I do like doing that. And also, we always used to get to open a present on Christmas Eve. Now, it wasn't a Christmas Eve box or anything.
But
it was just a thing. Because we were so excited, my mum would be like, go on, open one. And what was really funny is, mum would be all for it, like, you can open one. These would be from family and friends and stuff, because Santa's presents wouldn't be there till obviously Christmas Day. And my dad was a bit funny, like, no, don't open it, like ruins it kind of thing. So we used to think, oh, what one should we pick? Like, and it would get us excited for the next day, because we would, it's a bit cheeky, I know, but we did used to do that.
That was something else, actually, that brings me on to another point. What? How did you believe Santa worked? Because I think I believed how Santa worked so differently to how it's portrayed in films and things.
Well, I was actually going to link in a point there that this is not exactly what you're saying, but with presents, we didn't get presents from my parents. Like, I know some people get presents from their parents and from Santa.
Yeah, like, that's what we got.
Our presents, obviously, were from my mum and dad. But they were from Santa, in quotations, but all from Santa. So we didn't get, like, that's from Mum and Dad, that's from Santa.
Oh, okay.
So I always used to think, well, why are Mum and Dad not getting us presents? But it was all from Santa, that was just a thing.
Yeah.
But when you say how he worked, what do you mean? Like,
so I'll explain how I thought he worked. Okay. So you know how he's portrayed in films as him and his elves make all the toys and then he delivers them?
Right.
We kind of got told that Mum and Dad and Nan buy the presents.
Oh, I see.
And then they ship them to Santa and then he delivers.
Oh, okay.
Which obviously makes zero sense, because why would you ship them to Santa for him to then ship them back to us?
You saying
but
that.
That's what we believed, is what we were told, which I think is a bit better than
occasionally, when, well, because that's good, because if there's a slight slip up or like, mm-hmm. you've seen something in the house, then, you know, yeah. they're covered. Because
well, also, we gathered that Santa's handwriting was the same as mine.
Well, that's what I was just about to say. Because
like, literally.
I don't know if anyone's listening and remembers this, or if you ever got this, but I always used to get this Chili the Snowman from Tesco. Now, Tesco's used to do this sort of, like, cuddly teddy selection at Christmas.
Oh, no, I don't remember.
And it was called Chili the Snowman. And every year, okay. I'd get one on my, like, sack. And
oh, that's
my
cute.
Sister would get, like, the other character. Mm-hmm. Anyway, my mum had written To Faye Love Santa, and I said, hey, that's your writing. And my mum said, but we help Santa Faye. He needs help, so we have to write things for him.
Yeah.
So I think I was under the impression that, like, they helped him, like, do a bit of shopping yeah. kind of thing.
Yeah, my belief was mum, dad, nan, aunt and uncles buy the presents, and then...
Right.
It was never... For me, it was never... Santa's getting me these presents, and our like Santa present was usually a game or like
oh, so would you just get like
family.
One thing from Santa?
But we would literally get one thing from Santa.
Okay.
It would usually be a board game or like a type of like tabletop.
That's interesting because ours was like yeah. all from Santa.
That's so different. No, like, and
yeah.
that's my whole family,
yeah,
like
that's
my cousins,
interesting.
Little
yeah.
cousins now. None of only one present of theirs is from Santa. Everything else is from like mum and dad and that.
Ours was all from Santa, and then obviously like grandparents and that got us, but that was from them. And mum, I think they would just say that you're getting so much from Santa, you don't need presents from mum and dad.
From us,
but obviously Mad, they were. It?
But it's, also,
yeah,
it's
that's
a,
interesting.
It's,
that
it's awful for mum and dad because it's like Santa's getting all the credit then.
Yeah.
like, your mum and dad.
We're like, thanks, Santa. And mum and dad are like,
we're
yeah,
they're
each other,
like, we've spent all this bloody money.
yeah, that's yeah, interesting no. that you say that.
But yeah, I've never met anybody else who believed that the same as me.
Yeah, it's nice to.
I think I'm going to take that to my kids as well.
Yeah, I like that.
It's a nicer way of. And like, obviously, I don't want to bring the tone down, but for like less fortunate kids.
Yeah, definitely.
Why is that not giving them as much? Whereas if I say, well, I've bought them and.
And
you know,
get one
why.
From Santa, that makes sense.
Yeah,
yeah no, I like that. I read an article, like a thing on Facebook that was like a little
yeah.
like thing and said like, just get your kids one small thing from Santa. And it was exactly the reasons you said. I think
yeah.
that's really good. No, I like that.
Yeah, that's and I'm like I say, I will carry that on to
yeah.
my children probably.
That's
so,
cool.
If you have any questions or anything you want to talk to us about, please get in touch via our Instagram, which is at Breath of Fresh Friday, or alternatively, you can email us on breathoffreshfriday@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Get your napkins tucked in, get your knives and forks ready, get your glasses in hand, because... it's time to eat the biggest fucking feast you are ever going to see.
The way you started that sounded like an announcer, like, ladies and gentlemen,
it
the
is.
Shop is closing in 10 minutes.
This is an announcement to get ready
yes.
because you are going to have a watering mouth
oh,
right now.
Yes. If you have Christmas dinner.
My taste buds are going.
Don't, mine are. And I'm going to have a drink of water because I'm going to salivate, mate.
Molly's dribbling all down the
I am.
Microphone.
Oh, sorry, guys.
So, of course... we're going to discuss Christmas food, Christmas drinks,
yes.
festive treats,
oh.
snacks, festive menus.
Yes.
It could go on and on and on. And I'm worried that this might be a bit lengthy, but...
it's all right. We can edit
no
it, Faye. We can edit down the other parts and make this the long part.
So, where are we going to start with this, Molly? I'm overwhelmed
with
this.
I'll tell you how I've kind of done it. I've kind of broken it down into breakfast, lunch, dinner... which I know is different
okay.
for Christmas Day, but it helped me
yeah.
on working out what I was going to put down. But shall we start with the big one? I feel like we need to start with the big Christmas dinner. I think you have to start with that, don't you?
Well, as Molly said last week, a Christmas dinner isn't a roast.
No.
It is an elite.
It
is up
it's
there
the
with the best God meal.
The God-tier roast dinner there is.
So what kind of things are we putting on our Christmas dinner we wouldn't have throughout the year?
So what meat are you having, firstly?
Right, we're having... turkey.
Good.
But I must admit that I don't rate turkey
no,
too
No, I
much.
Don't either, but you have to have turkey on a Christmas dinner, I'm sorry.
And I only have turkey. I don't really
Christmas
eat it throughout the year.
No,
yeah.
I don't either.
If I'm going to a Toby Carvery, Or
that's a question. What are you getting at Toby Carvery? I know this is not Christmas.
Well, dinner. I'm not going for the turkey.
No,
at Toby
I'm
Carvery,
not getting the
sorry.
Turkey at Toby Carvery.
If I'm all honesty, I find turkey a bit dry.
It's not the nicest.
Now that
thing.
Might be how my family are cooking it. I'm sorry if you're listening.
Sarah,
I don't.
Faye doesn't like your turkey. Just letting you know.
It's not as moist, no, not. Shall we say, as chicken.
Yeah,
it's just
I
not...
think it's because it's bigger, so it's harder to cook it all correctly.
It's a big bird.
It is a big bird. You know, good on your turkey.
How do you like your turkey stuffed? No, I'm joking. I honestly don't know if it's stuffed or not.
I don't know.
Right, anyway. Of course we're going to have some pigs and blankets on there.
Oh, don't. That's literally my second thing on the list. I love a pig.
On the menu.
On the menu. See, but here's my thing. I'm not about those big, long pigs and blankets that I've been seeing. I'm on about the little ones, the tiny little ones, and you have about five of them on your plate because you're like a pig and you're like, I'm the fucking pig in the blanket,
you know,
right
what?
Now.
They're quite nice cold as
oh,
well.
Yes. Oh, don't. Yes.
On your Boxing
on your
Day
boxing
buffet.
Got me to know. Yes.
Also, though, talking of big sausages and big, you know, my mum has bought this massive fucking... now, I'm not quite sure because I didn't see what she bought.
Oh, okay.
But I know Aldi are doing... They're doing a long one.
Yeah.
You can't see what I'm demonstrating, but they're doing a lengthy
she's
one.
Doing like a
they're also doing like
the
a spiral.
That's
one.
What I thought. You're talking about the spiral.
I'm not sure which one she's bought, but she's bought a big
one. She's bought a big one.
A big sausage.
But
frizzle.
I wouldn't like that because you got to cut it up. I want the whole sausage with the bacon. Mm. You know, I want the whole thing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what the thing is, though? I mean, pigs and blanket are so bad because it's just bacon on sausage, which is both processed meat, I get
but
that.
But the best things ever.
But why do we only have them at Christmas? Like, surely we could have them, like, as a treat in the summer.
Surely
or
we could have
you
them
know,
on a Sunday.
Surely they could just, like, pop around a couple times in the year.
You know what? I'm enjoying, though, a few places. I can't say I've actually had them, but I know, like, Subway and there was somewhere else. Yeah. I serve them in, like, little pots.
Oh, are they?
Like, you can get them as, like, a little snack.
Oh, a little snack. Take a little snack to work.
Like, oh, imagine that, and maybe a bit of gravy to dip it in.
Oh. Have you seen the KFC burger, which you just pour gravy into it?
Oh, no. I don't like that advert.
It's very odd, isn't it? I'm not a fan, but...
No, I'm not.
I can't say I've had it, so... Right. I'm going to go stuffing next. Now... I'm not talking about your typical sage and onion stuffing or whatever.
Oh, what's she going for?
My auntie makes a pork stuffing with cranberries in
it.
And I'll tell you what, mate. Oh, it's the best fucking stuffing I've ever had in my life. I have it. Oh. I only have it when I go to her house at Christmas.
No, Paxo in Molly's house. Is it Paxo or Saxo?
Saxo. What's Paxo?
Oh, Saxo. I don't know where...
Paxo.
I love stuffing.
I like stuffing.
But my dad and mum don't like
it.
Not. Oh, actually, my dad likes it, but it upsets him, shall we say.
Doesn't agree with him.
My family love me because I just like out them on here. So we don't have it often.
Oh, okay.
But so stuffing, it's okay, but I can't say we've got
a
speciality.
This is an elite stuffing. But normal stuffing, sage and onion stuffing, I haven't had in about, probably since I left
my
mum's house.
Yeah, it's nice.
For a long time. But I just love it. I love a stuffing bowl. Yes, please. Get inside my stomach. Yeah, boys.
Nice little treat. I also really like, and we do have this, you know, in other roast dinners, but a parsnip.
I didn't even write that down. I love a parsnip. We have parsnips all through the year, mate. Yes.
Isn't that such a nice, like, vegetable?
A roasted parsnip is pear. Oh. Parsnip puree.
Do you know what my mum did one year? My sister didn't like, I think she didn't like pigs in blankets, which she does now, but I don't know what was happening to her that year.
Ruby.
Not sure if she was having a bad mum.
You're having a bad moment there. How can you not like them?
But my mum did parsnips wrapped in bacon.
That's cool.
With like honey on them. Very nice.
My nan, I tell you, this was not Christmas. We watched a cooking show and they did carrots and parsnips with honey. She did it and I went, Nan, you need to do that again because that is amazing.
Yeah.
I was loving life right now. Oh, I love a roasted parsnip. Do you know what? I really fancy a roasted parsnip right now.
Mm.
Tell you what, though.
I do like a parsnip.
When I was a child, I didn't like parsnips because I thought they were roast potatoes and I did not like the fact that they were not roast potatoes. They were parsnips. But now I've seen the sense and I enjoy them. They're nice.
But I've only ever eat parsnips with a roast. I can't think of a meal that I've had a parsnip. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Or a soup, maybe.
Oh, yeah,
I've had a parsnip soup.
Yeah, I've had a parsnip in with other things I've had. yeah.
But I can't think of having something with a parsnip. Parsnip. Let us know, guys.
Yeah, please. I've had a parsnip puree. That's a very nice thing.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, Mandy again made it for me. Thank you.
Look at her go.
Yeah. Now, what potato are you having on your roast dinner?
Well, so we have roast, but I know some people have a bit of mash, yeah, don't they?
No, that, why, got, I mean, mash is okay, but you've got to go elite stuff.
I don't
here.
Understand mash on a roast dinner. Sorry, don't overwhelm me with this potato malarkey. I want to stick with a roast because I like, we like in our family, swede. So ooh, I've got that mash.
Yes.
I don't want another mash. I don't want too much.
Swede, mate. Do you know what we used to do? Carrot and swede mash, and that was peng. Oh,
go on.
Don't. That is so good.
Why are we recording this at like 8:30 at night? Because I want to bloody go out and eat your fucking
roast. Now I want to go
roast
to a bloody Toby Carvery. Tell you what, though.
Oh, I like a Toby,
Toby Carvery. I'm not about their mash and roast. You can get mash and roast, and I'm not a fan of that.
Oh, yeah, no.
No, you stick to
they
one.
Do do a nice thing there, though. That's like, I feel like I haven't been to Toby Carvery in
no,
ages,
I've
but we did
either.
Go quite frequently for a bit.
Of course you did.
It's some kind of like sliced, I think it's like a potato and something else and like a creamy sauce.
Oh, yeah, like
very
potato
nice.
Dauphinoise type thing.
That's it, yeah. But it's got something sweeter in it. I don't know if it's carrot or something.
Oh,
very
nice.
Very nice.
Oh, I do love a potato dauphinoise. Not for Christmas dinner,
just
though.
Just thought.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have it on a Christmas dinner, but I like to think we do because we have it on a normal roast. Cauliflower cheese.
I'm happy to disagree with you there, Faye. I do not like cauliflower cheese. I've really gone off cauliflower.
Oh, you don't like cheese, though, do you?
It's not just the cheese, though. I actually don't particularly like cauliflower that much.
Oh,
and I think
okay.
It's because, God bless her, I love her. My nan likes to cook cauliflower mushy. And I think it adds this like weird
need a little
taste
bit of crunch
to it, which I just can't eat. So cauliflower cheese is off my menu, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I like it, but I only like cauliflower with cheese
on.
Yeah,
I feel like it's got a weird taste.
They use cauliflower quite a lot in vegan, like for vegan like bases and stuff. But it's not really something that I'd lean to, apart from if it's
covered in cheese.
It's doused in cheese.
Not very vegan, is it, Faye? Let's be real with ourselves.
And not very healthy either, but
Also, I don't know if you are, because we've discussed how you don't like sweet corn on a roast.
Oh,
what
yeah.
about peas on a Christmas dinner? Because I love a pea on a Christmas dinner.
I mean, I don't think we would have peas.
No?
Oh, I don't know, maybe. My family are probably screaming at me like, we do have peas every year.
We usually
but
mix the peas.
I wouldn't say no.
We mix the peas and carrots together. So we have them in one bowl.
Oh, okay.
And our carrots are done like
saves on the washing up.
Done in circles, not strips. So we have the carrots in circles.
Oh,
yeah,
a little bit
fancy.
Different there.
Yeah, I know.
I don't mind peas on a roast dinner or Christmas dinner, but I draw the line at sweet corn.
Sweet corn
no,
is
thank
a
you.
No-go.
It just, to me, sweet corn on a roast is like, we need a veg, get the tin out of cupboard.
Sweet.
Like, Christmas Day, though, you've got time to prepare for that.
Oh, yeah, that's
you don't
true.
Need to be rummaging around
the cupboard.
Like, fair enough, maybe on a Sunday you might be a bit, oh, we ain't got enough veg. But Christmas Day, you should be planned.
What
you
about
be
frozen sweet corn, Faye? Where do you stand on frozen?
What, a whole cob? Like a whole...
No, like frozen bagged sweet corn?
No, I didn't even know you could get frozen bloody sweet corn.
Do you not know this? Yes, you can.
Because it's not necessary, is it? Anyway, shall we go on, Sue?
No, there's one more thing I need to talk about on my Christmas dinner.
Oh,
the gravy,
okay, what are we missing?
Faye. Oh, my God.
Oh,
gravy.
I love gravy. Faye. It's got to be thick,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, 100% thick.
Because I am actually a bit of a connoisseur on gravy.
Go on.
And even though my sister and her boyfriend are trained chefs, I must admit, and I know they might be listening, the gravy isn't thick enough, and I tell them every time.
Oh.
Now, when we have sausage and mash, I like a big, thick onion gravy.
Oh,
I don't want
lush.
It watery.
No.
But what they say is they make more of like a, I think it's a jus, like it's more of like a,
I get you.
A proper gravy. But I like the thickness to it.
Yeah, I agree. I want everything to be coated in it properly, like it drips down, but not drip as in like a liquid, like drip, like a, almost like a soup, like.
I don't
soup.
Understand people that don't have gravy on. On
Tony,
that.
I'm going to call you out here. My dad does not like gravy.
Tony,
he literally is like, I'll just have a little bit on my meat. No, Dad, how are you eating a roast potato dry? No, that's wrong.
It needs to be like
it needs to be
smothered.
Doused in gravy. I need everything to be on. I'm ashamed to be his daughter.
I have a friend that loves gravy that much that like we went round his house for not Christmas dinner, we went round for a roast and. He, like, got bread and, like, put all gravy on it at the end and like was cutting it out and eating it. Yeah.
Wow.
You liked it that much.
Bit of a gravy. Also, what about your Brussels sprout? I feel like we need to mention that.
Do I like a Brussels sprout? Yeah, do you like Brussels? I do like a Brussels.
Good girl.
And we don't have Brussels just at Christmas. We
have them. When they start coming into the shop, we start getting them. We have
them. When ours start growing, because we like to grow our own veg, we actually have some Brussels, yeah.
Very nice.
I tell you what my mum does, which is nice. Brussels sprouts, some bacon and like butter.
That's so good.
I know that's not very healthy again, but it's Christmas, so we can put some pounds
we
on.
We cut ours in half, fry them with bacon, because we've done it with leeks as well, like leeks and bacon.
Oh, leek.
So good.
Oh, lovely.
I love a leek.
Isn't leek nice?
But I wouldn't have a leek on a Christmas dinner, though. Not something I'd
I wouldn't.
Unfortunately. Sorry, leek.
Also something, I was literally going to go on to puddings, but I need to throw this
throw
in, sorry.
In.
I don't know if you'll like this, but maybe you will. Red cabbage.
No, we
have that at Christmas, but we do have it sometimes throughout the year, and that's such a nice. Oh, my sister makes it really nice, like with all this stuff in it. Oh, it's great.
I like green cabbage, white cabbage, whatever it's called, but I don't like red cabbage. No.
Well, if you had it the way we cook
it, you'll have to send me some, Faye. I've told you this before. Send me your stuff my way.
I'll box it up.
Yeah, I will. Send it through the post, care package.
Right. So, whatever we go on to,
yeah, go on.
Is like, what do you have as like a pudding, like? On Christmas Day, what do you go for? Do you go for your standard Christmas pudding?
I don't like Christmas pudding. I don't like dried fruits. I don't like raisins, sultanas. They're vile to me. And I don't particularly like cinnamon and nutmeg and cloves, so no thank you. So
yeah, that's such a Christmassy thing. I was just about to say, I don't really like all mixed spices.
No, I don't. I'm not a fan of
them. I like the smell of it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But I don't like the taste of it.
So we'll usually have some sort of Christmas pudding or Christmas cake or something. But then also, I've got little kids that usually come at my auntie's house. So we'll usually have some, like, chocolate trifle or, like, maybe a chocolate sponge with ice cream. Like, it gets mixed up every year.
Oh,
it's usually one of Tesco's finest desserts.
Oh, go on.
You know,
treat
yourself at Christmas. And that will get dished up and then the adults will have Christmas pudding.
Yeah, I like a bit of choice like that.
What do you have?
Quite like a gâteau. Nice, like chocolate gâteau, maybe
Black
an Iceland
Forest,
special.
You know, get a bit of cherry please.
I actually have Christmas pudding, but I have it, but when I'm eating it, I'm like, I don't love this, but I'm eating it because it's Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, when you're eating something just because it's
like tradition,
but my sister and dad don't like Christmas pudding, so they usually have like I think it's sticky toffee
sticky toffee
pudding with like stuff like that, maybe we usually have more of these big like you're on about like a gâteau and stuff because there's only like four of us on Christmas Day, but on Boxing Day we usually get those nice selection
things.
Of cakes out.
My nan also loves at Christmas brandy butter, which I'm not a fan of.
Oh, my dad loves that.
I really don't like it. And I'm like, this is disgusting. But she loves a bit of brandy butter on her mince pie, I tell you.
Yes, my dad does. And my sister makes it like a special one for him.
Oh, I love that. That's so cute.
We made mince pies the other day, actually. I very much enjoyed
it.
Do you like a mince pie?
No. Again, no.
Oh, I suppose you don't like the fruit, do you?
My nan does make
mince pie.
She's made them this year as well, so.
Oh.
No, I'm not a fan of mince pies at all.
What I thought we could go into...
Go on.
As Molly reminded me before, and I thought, fucking hell, Faye, what is wrong with you? Now, I love a festive sandwich.
She does.
And if my friend George is listening, we actually message each other when we have a festive sandwich to discuss
That's
it.
So
and
good.
We, like, rank them, you know, we go into details. Now, I think Molly mentioned to me earlier that she's found one that she really liked.
Yes, I have.
Molly, would you care to explain so I can try it?
I go to Tesco sometimes for my lunch at work, because Tesco's right by, we walk. And the Christmas, I think it's turkey and stuffing, or turkey and all the works.
I had that.
It's got sausages in it, it's got stuffing, cranberry sauce. It is just the perfect Christmas sandwich. And the sandwich, though, the wrap's not very nice because it's got spinach in it, just doesn't go. The sub roll isn't very nice because it is too soggy. It has to be the sandwich. Has to be.
Nice. I think I've had that one. I'll tell you one I had that was nice.
Go on.
My sister bought... Now, I don't rate Asda's sandwiches.
Didn't know Asda
they
did
don't
sandwiches.
Do a meal deal. They ain't top on their sandwich game. However, She bought me a festive sandwich because she knows I like them. And this actually had, like, it was turkey. Yeah. But it had, like, vegetables in it, like carrots and stuff. But it was, like, it was a bit bizarre, but it was really good. Like, it was like, almost, like, cooked.
Yeah.
It was cold sandwich, but, like, it was, like, cooked carrots. Oh, okay. But it had, like, a really nice... I can't explain it to you.
That doesn't sound very nice, but I'll take your word for it.
It was good. I can't tell you what it was called. It was probably, like, the festive sandwich or something. But it was really good.
No.
I also love a festive bake from Greggs.
I've never had it, so I can't comment.
Oh, sorry. Molly, get yourself to a Greggs now.
I need to. Well, I can't, but I will eventually.
If you know me well, you know I love a Greggs.
Yeah, we do.
My mum actually, last Christmas, bought me a £10 Greggs voucher. Yeah. No, that wasn't my main present, can we just clarify? That was like one of the best gifts, because where I used to work, a Greggs was nearby, so I used to get a little breakfast, like...
Love that.
A breakfast sandwich or something.
You don't drink coffee, but they do a meal deal, don't they? Like a bacon sandwich and a coffee.
Yeah, or maybe a hot chocolate, if I'm going to treat myself. But they do a really nice festive bake. I think... I know Iceland do supply the frozen Greggs you cook at home.
Do.
So if you want to
chicken bakes, get them on Iceland. In Iceland.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, bang.
How about we go into, because I know Molly gets very excited about this, a Boxing Day with all the meats and stuff. Are you getting anything extra in there?
Because
I love a cheese board.
I was going to say cheese board is something that we would have.
I know you don't like that.
I do not, but we do get, we get the cheese board out on Christmas Day evening, mate, when people are playing cards and pissing about. That's when we get the cheese board out.
Pissing about.
But yeah, we'll have like, I don't know what, but like, you know, when Tesco's and that will do like their meat spreads, like hams and stuff.
Like salamis and stuff.
And then we'll have like loads of crisps and like dips and breadsticks. Just basically like buffet picnic food, but also with...
That is like my favourite though.
The best meal. Boxing Day food is the best meal. 1,000,000%.
I love like party food and snacky bits. And like, I love picnics. Yes. Like they're like one of my favourite things. But I tell you what is good, if you're listening and you need to buy some Christmas food, I'm not sponsored by Iceland, and I don't actually shop in Iceland often.
Yeah, I was going to say, you are your, what's it, Kerry Katona at the minute? Bloody hell, fag.
I am Kerry Katona in disguise. That's why mums go to Iceland. I'm not a mum either. No. They do some really good, like, the Indian platter, the Chinese platter.
Yes.
And they're good for, like, if there's a big group of people, bang it in, get it out, like... The little chicken teriyaki, like on a stick.
Oh. No, my favourite thing is coconut prawns. I don't know if you've had them.
Oh, no, I don't like coconut.
They're so fucking good.
I like prawns,
coconut
though.
Coconut prawns, amazing. Try them. Yeah, that's what we have kind of Boxing Day. It's just kind of, I think my auntie goes overboard with the food. So she's just like cooking everything. She's like, here, let's have this, this, have. Like, I think Christmas food lasts like a week. Like, it's just all the time we have
What do you have, like, for breakfast on Boxing Day? Do you have, like, fry up or, like...
Do you know what? I don't know. I can't even think. No, I don't think we have a fry up. I think we're too full from... I think Boxing Day is just like normal. Oh, no, I tell you what we have. We've had like croissants and things.
Bowl of Cocoa Pops and a bit of
No, we have like croissants and things like that, like bakery stuff.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, I know. Treat yourself, eh?
Because we have, I don't know if you have it, like Bubble and Squeak.
I've had that before, yeah.
We'll have that with like maybe some eggs, some sausage. Okay. Maybe not a full breakfast, but we'll use up the veg from... From the day before.
Yeah, because I don't know what happens to our veg, because that doesn't go on our platter of food. Maybe the dog will eat it.
Oh, yeah, we always give our dog a little bit of meat on Christmas Day.
You've got to treat your dog. You've got to. Oh.
My sister's bought Zach some doggy mince pies.
Very nice. Have you had one yet?
He had one the other night.
Did he like
it? Yeah, he enjoyed it. A bit crumbly, made a bit of mess.
You've got to. It's Christmas, isn't it? I thought as well, also, what do you think about advent calendar chocolate, because I feel like the only time I eat cheap chocolate is at Christmas, you know, like advent calendar chocolate you can put on your tree, just cheap crappy chocolate I only eat at Christmas.
Because you tell you what I like, which I wrote down, I just love it at Christmas, and I hope someone's put one in my stocking. If you're listening,
I know what you're gonna say.
A hollow Santa.
Oh, that's not what I thought it was gonna say. Santa. I know what you mean.
Yeah. You know, like, just a little sand, like, I don't mind lint, if you're going to push the boat out, maybe a bit of lint.
Yeah, reindeer.
But I do like just a, you just know, like cheap. A cheap Aldi, Lidl, like, just a little Santa, it's all in, like, tin foil. Yes. I love that.
What we used to get in our stocking was always we used to get a Terry's chocolate orange.
Oh, yeah. I love a Terry's,
Also, we used to get a real orange as well, but we'd always get a Terry's chocolate orange as
well.
Yeah, we get a real orange, and be right at the bottom.
Also, we get, like fake money, like chocolate
yeah,
money?
Yeah, chocolate money. Yeah. That's cheap chocolate as well.
Do you know what really bothers me though? Like, I don't know. It makes me feel ill even think about it. You know when you try and open it and it gets caught in your nail? Oh.
Also, do you know what?
I hate that.
Do you know what else? It's when people like, when it gets melted to people like chew the foil. That really stresses me out. I'm like, what are you doing?
No.
Like, I can't. No. Mm-mm-mm-mm. No, thank you.
But talking of that cheap chocolate, yeah. Like when you get the money in the little like bag sort of yeah. thing. When you get like the little Santas and stuff, you know, like in a little bag, yeah, like a net sort of
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I love all them.
I do. I just think that's Christmas. That's just like Britain at yeah. Christmas. Just cheap, shitty chocolate that costs like pence to make. But I'm like, yes, please, take over the lint any day of the year.
We were actually discussing chocolate with my family the other day. Now, I have a hierarchy of the tins that you get at
yes,
Christmas.
Yes, I've written the cartons. Tins. I think we need to rank the tins as a whole.
Well, I have my ranking system and I want to know what you okay. right, who's going to go first here? Come on, I don't want to
you. Well,
fall
I
out
know,
over this.
I know what your number one is and it's the same as my number one, I think.
Okay, so number one is Heroes
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, I knew. Heroes is the Cadbury's one, isn't it?
Yeah, you got your cream egg, you got your eclair, you got your
yeah,
fudge, you got your double decker.
That's
yeah.
number one for me. Number two, what's your number two?
Then it goes down to Celebrations.
No, that's different to me.
So you've got your Mars.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You've got your... why? What's your number
Galaxy.
Two?
Galaxy. My number two is Quality Street.
Oh, no. Quality Street
oh,
is three.
No.
Quality Street is third.
No,
and then
Celebrations
fourth
is third. And then Roses is at the bottom.
Roses. If you're coming to my house with a box of roses, you're going home, mate. I don't
the
want them.
The only thing I like
I
about a tin
them.
Of roses is I like the tin. I like the blue. It's a oh, nice yeah. colour. That's what I'm taking away from that.
We were discussing this.
Yeah.
Because we watched The Royal Family and they had roses in a like screw lid like jar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was 1999,
oh,
so it was
yeah.
a few years back.
yeah.
But we were joking around and my mum was like, yeah, someone turns up with roses, you know you're not liked. They're just And we were like, if you turn up with roses, we don't want them. And we were like pissing around.
I think
but
the reason...
I just don't like a rose. I just know.
I mean, the roses and Quality Streets are very similar. They're just made by different companies. Like, roses is Cadbury's
yeah.
and...
I mean, they're not terrible. They're probably a lot worse, but...
But for me, the reason why Quality Street's number two and Celebration is number three... Because don't get me wrong, I love a Celebration. I love, you know... But I just think Quality Street is the classic. That's the one I think of when I think
okay.
of a Christmas tin. All it's a Quality Street.
I must admit, I do like the green one. Yeah. Is it like the triangle?
You don't like nuts, but the purple one is my favourite one, which is the caramel nut one.
Yeah, don't like
so
nuts.
So good.
None nuts for me.
Also, some drinks. I thought I would go on to... I have a weird Christmas drink that I like. And it's only...
Oh,
it's
on.
Not even
what
a Christmas
it?
Drink. And I'm pretty sure I've told you this before. A pina colada.
Oh,
now, I'm going to explain myself.
Do you like pina coladas?
Now, you're thinking, what are you doing, Molly? A pina colada you have on the beach while it's sunny. You're sitting by the, you know, by the ocean, sipping your pina coladas. No. When I was a little kid, Mum would be like, you can have a pina colada for Christmas because it's Christmas. You can have a little bit of Malibu.
Oh.
So I've just always associated pina colada with Christmas.
That was your little
and
treat.
And it's a little treat. But I do love a pina colada and I will have it when I am
now,
caught in the rain.
Now, I must admit... I don't really like coconut.
No, you don't.
But I went to a hen do and we did cocktail
making.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very nice.
And pina colada was one of them.
Oh, yeah.
But I actually quite liked the consistency
yeah.
of it. I liked the...
I think...
And it wasn't... I'm one of these people, like, if you gave me a pina colada, I ain't going to go, no, I'm not
yeah,
drinking
I
it. I'll drink it. I'm not... Mm-hmm. There's things I say, oh, I'm not keen on that alcohol, but if it's given to me,
yeah.
I'm not going to say no. And that actually surprised me because I didn't mind it.
I
actually thought it's not too bad.
Because it's like coconut-flavoured rum, it's not like you're putting coconut juice in
yes.
it.
Yes.
But
exactly.
I like because I love pineapple juice, so it gives me any excuse to drink a bit of pineapple juice.
Oh, yeah,
know?
I like pineapple juice.
And another Christmas drink, I think we have mentioned it, is a snowball.
Oh,
if you
yeah.
don't know what a snowball is, it's a thing called Advocar, which I don't particularly know what that is, but you put it with lemonade.
Yeah, I'm not too
don't
sure
don't know
what
Advocar
it
is. It's some sort of cream. I think it could be similar to eggnog, maybe. I could be wrong.
I think it is
I think
sort
it's
of
similar,
that,
like that
yeah.
kind of milky, eggy thing.
But also, that's sort of that consistency with pina colada.
Yeah.
Like, it's that frothy, milky sort of...
That's what it is.
Yeah, I like that.
And then you put it with lemonade, and that makes a snowball. But ooh. I used to get the little stubbies. Did you ever get the little glass bottles?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're what we used to buy.
When we were younger, that was our, like, little...
Yeah, we had snowball, them as well.
Like, and you'd be like, I had a snowball yes, on Christmas Day. I'm an alcoholic.
Alcohol. I'm so grown yeah. up. Yeah, I love it.
Because we also have Buck's Fizz on Christmas, yeah, which I really like. Mm-hmm. But, like, we also get, like, we have a little toast with, like, champagne and, like, all nice. Prosecco. I don't really like champagne, if I'm honest.
I'm not a fan.
Call me cheap. Call me, yeah, that's not me. But I'll drink it, but I just find it a bit of a funny
my
taste.
My nan, like, will buy she'll buy Dom Perignon, which is quite a nice brand. But, like, for me, it's just, I just don't particularly like it. Like, I prefer buy a £10 bottle of Prosecco, if I'm going to be honest with you. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm not too fast on Prosecco, no. But...
I'm not, but I prefer, you know, I'd much rather spend, you know, tenner than blooming 100.
It's wasted on me.
Yeah, it's wasted on me. The only time I've drank champagne properly is when Blooming Bass Hunter happened, and I got very drunk on that, and I was like, do you know what, Molly? You need to pack it in, because this is not the drink.
Yes, because we ended up... paying something silly like £70 to be in a VIP booth.
I still am angry about that. How I managed.
Guys, can
to
we
pay?
Just clarify? We were students at this point, going on a night out to a club to see Bass Hunter, if you remember him. And we ended up going into a VIP booth and spending about £100 quid each.
And somehow got managed to have to pay for all this thing. And I was like, this is not what I signed up for.
Old muggins over here.
We were like, this is not what we signed up. I don't even remember Bass Hunter being on. I was fuming.
I always remember my friend being like, where are you? And I was like, look up. We're in the VIP booth. I'd never been in there until that night.
I've never been in there either. I felt very special.
But yeah, I'm not one to drink
I'm not one to drink it either. And I don't get it anymore. So I'll have a Buck's Fizz this Christmas. So, you know, treat yourselves. Bit of orange juice.
Go on, have a toast.
Yeah, I will. Toast the Queen. Yes, Liz, thank you. I will not be doing that.
Toast to the shit year we've had, and hopefully 2021 will be a bit better.
Yeah, I bloody hope so, I tell you. No, let's not dwell on it, we're talking about Christmas. Fun times.
Also, I just thought, have you ever had figgy pudding?
No, I don't even think I would like it.
And what even is it?
Is it made from figs?
Oh, possibly. I'm not a big fan of figs.
Let me have Google.
For we all love some figgy pudding.
What is figgy pudding? Bring us some figgy pudding. Figgy pudding is a rather vague term used for the class tradition seasonal winter dishes, usually forming sweet and savoury cakes. It basically looks like a Christmas pudding from the picture, and it's set on fire as well. So,
oh, because Christmas pudding probably has figs in it. So, also, I just thought of some like little treats. Christmas treats that I don't have throughout the year, but it's a little Christmas treat. Mm-hmm. After Eight mints.
Yeah, you know? I don't particularly like an After Eight, but yes. Oh, no, I'm not a fan of
I mint. Love them, but I'll tell you what's a bit disappointing. Mm-hmm. You know when people put the wrappers back in?
Yeah.
And then I'm running my hand down and I'm like, got one? No.
It's all paper. It's not. Tell it's you empty. What, I don't know if you do this, but put the After Eight mint at the top of your forehead and have to get it down to your mouth without using your hands. That's quite fun.
We have done that before.
That reminds me of that game. I don't know if you've seen it on Facebook, where you have to put like hat, gloves, scarf, mittens on, and then you've got to try and cut chocolate with a knife and fork.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
We used to play that at Brownies.
Yeah, I think we did as well, actually. Yeah.
We used to have like a big dice.
Yeah, what was it? Have you got a six?
Was it if it landed on a six?
Yeah, it landed on the six.
Oh my god, I used to love that game.
Literally just eat one.
And what was it? You had to try and
cut chocolate with a knife and fork. Yeah.
And if someone got another six, you had to take it all off.
And put it all on, yeah.
Well, we won't be doing that this Christmas if you've got other households.
Yeah, we won't be doing that.
With the same knife and fork.
Oh, touching the same gloves and that. No, thank you.
If you're playing that, stick to your bubble, please.
Yes, please. And also stick 2 metres apart.
Yes, I loved that game.
Yeah, it was great, weren't it? Oh, the things we used to play.
That was good fun. Also, we have, I don't know if there's like an actual name for it, but we only seem to get these at Christmas. They're like lemon and orange, like slices. Like they're like a sweet, but they're like sugar coated.
I know what you mean. Yeah,
my mum loves them. She called my sister to buy like 5 boxes the other day. She likes them that much. Yeah, stock up. But I don't really know why it's just a Christmas thing. I think you could probably buy them all year round.
I think it's because oranges are seen as quite a Christmassy thing, aren't they? Let's be real.
That's true, yeah.
Oranges are very Christmassy, which you wouldn't think it as a citrus fruit growing in the summer, but you know, what can you do? Reminds me of like Kris Kringle. Like Clementines
and stuff, isn't it? Yeah.
I thought we would just do a little thing to finish off. I've picked out some Christmassy food and drink. I thought we would say love or hate. I know we've mentioned a few of these already.
Yay or nay.
Yay or nay. Because I feel like, Christmas food is very polar opposite. So, first one, mince pies. Yay or nay?
Yay.
Nay. No. Christmas pudding.
Well.
No, yay or nay?
I say yay. But, okay, yay. Yay. All right.
Nay. Bucks Fizz.
Yay. Yay.
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
Yay. Pigs in blankets.
Yay.
Yes.
Go on,
Christmas cake.
No. My mum makes one every year, but it's not my cup of tea.
No, it's not my cup of tea either, no, thank you. I'd much rather have a Victoria sponge, I'd tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Mulled wine.
Nay.
I do not like red wine, and I do not like hot red wine, so no, thank you.
And like you said, I don't like all this, like, it's too fragrant for me.
Yeah,
this
it's like cinnamon, clove, star anise. No, thank you. I do not need that in my life right now.
No.
Similar path, mulled cider.
I mean, I like cider. I have had mulled cider, and I preferred it to mulled wine, but I'm going to say nay.
I'm also saying nay. I've had...
No.
I've had... I've had mulled cider, and I just don't think I like hot drinks because I just couldn't drink because it was hot and I just didn't like it, so no.
I don't like the idea of hot alcohol.
No, I don't. Turkey.
I'm going to say nay just because I will eat it. I'm not saying I hate it, but there's better meats out there for me personally.
See, I would say yay to a Christmas dinner because I feel like the only other options for Christmas dinner are ham, which I hate.
Or a beef. I like that.
And I feel like a beef for Christmas dinner just isn't Christmas.
I do like it. I'm just for this, in the grand scheme of things, it's not my favourite.
Cranberry sauce.
Yeah, I'd say
yay. I feel like you have to have it, add a bit of sweetness. And the last one, which I've literally just thought of, bread sauce.
We don't just have that at Christmas. We have that with our chicken roast.
So that's a yay to you then.
Yay, and I love it. I don't know what it is about it, but I love it.
I hate it, so it's a nay from me.
Oh, I love that.
No, thank you.
That was good. That was a good little roundup there.
Little roundup at the end. But yeah, we'd love to know what you're having on your Christmas dinner, and if you have different Christmas dinners to us, like if you are weirdos and go for like lamb at Christmas, let us know.
Or if you're vegan or vegetarian, what do you have for Christmas?
And just like that, this episode has ended. Christmas is only 7 days away.
Oh my God.
Next week's episode, we're actually discussing... Well, we're going to do two parts. We're discussing our Christmas day, what we're going to be doing this year maybe, and what we do in past years. And also discuss a little bit of Christmas music. So I feel like we haven't really mentioned music.
So see you next week. Bye.
Bye.